is Voices of the Game with Nui Scruggs. NBC Sports Radio, where every day is game day. And now, in for Nui Scruggs, it's Dave Smith.
Great individual play. You know, all of our linebackers up front getting really good individual play, and they're playing well as a unit. Same in the secondary. Really good players that are playing well together.
Well, that's Jim Harbaugh turning it around at Michigan, doing it again, which he is known to do. Stanford, 49ers, and now Michigan. Immediate and dramatic turnarounds every time he takes over a program. Exciting game coming up for Harbaugh against Northwestern this weekend as well. So let's talk college football. Let's bring on the expert right now for the Big Ten, the president of the Big Ten Network. It is Mark Silverman. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on here. Let's get started right away with Michigan and Northwestern. Michigan has the one loss, but that's to a top five team on the road in a game that they almost won. And Northwestern surprising at 5-0, including a win over Stanford. This is a great matchup on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we're thrilled to have this matchup, a top 20 matchup. And, you know, it's, you know, as in my job, I deal with both fan bases a lot. And, you know, the Michigan fan base is so excited with Jim Harbaugh back and the team playing at a level you haven't seen in quite a while. And, you know, we're based here in Chicago, and the Northwestern fans, you know, watching a Northwestern team playing a type of defense that you really haven't seen from Northwestern and really playing tough and, you know, being Stanford and going to Duke and beating Duke and, you know, a true legitimate top 15 team. And, you know, we're just really excited to be able to air the game.
Well, you look at what Harbaugh's done at Michigan here. It really shouldn't be a surprise based on his history, but a 5-7 team last year, and, you know, that tough loss on the road to a really good Utah team. And since then, 122-14, back-to-back shutouts, and he's doing it again. He's working his magic once again, this time at Michigan.
Yeah, you know, I think even the most optimistic Michigan supporter is pleasantly surprised at how far along the team has come in such a short period of time. You know, even in that Utah game, you know, the first game under a new coach, the first time with a quarterback, to put on an impressive game. And, you know, I don't think anyone realized how good Utah was at that game. And I think we've all seen, you know, as a result of them going in and really beating up Oregon at Oregon, it's really impressive. And I think, you know, you just look, and if they're going to continue to get better each week, it could really cause a lot of interesting scenarios in the Big Ten and on the national scene.
Well, they get Michigan State and Ohio State at home in the Big House this year. So dare we say, is Michigan the best team in the Big Ten right now? Because Ohio State's struggling. Michigan State didn't look all that good last week. I don't know. Is a lightning bolt going to come out of the sky and hit me for saying something like that?
It might not hit you, but it would hit me. So I'm not going to comment on whether I think they're the best team or not. I'll leave that to our analysts. But I can tell you, you know, the Big Ten Network is really thrilled to be part of this resurgence of football in the Big Ten. I think, you know, you look at Ohio State and Michigan State, you know, really being the standard bearers the last couple of years. And now that we can have Michigan and Northwestern and a 5-0 Iowa team, you know, really join the discussion. You know, I'm just really thrilled that we're going to be able to kind of present the Big Ten on a national stage on our network, sort of in a way we really haven't been able to, because the conference just hasn't been at the level I think we'd all hope for it to be in, and we're rapidly approaching that level.
Well, I get the Big Ten Network every week. I live here in L.A., Mark, and I don't get Pac-12 football, so that's I watch the Big Ten Network. Unfortunately, we've been blacked out for 3 years now.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to get into their issues, but we are nationally distributed. We're in over 60 million homes across the country. You know, we like to think that the Big Ten is really, of any conference, the one true national conference, due to the scale, how big the schools are, how long they've been around, the alums go and graduate and live all over the country. You know, it helped us expand to the New York and Washington, D.C. area last year. And now really the piece that I think we're looking forward to is just the quality and the performance on the field that I think now that it's coming, you know, we could really make sure, you know, Big Ten fans in L.A. and New York and Texas and Florida are able to watch their teams and hopefully, you know, watch the conference continue to improve on the field.
Mark Silverman joining us here, the president of the Big Ten Network with Dave Smith at NBC Sports Radio. Yeah, the depth of the conference is what's a lot better this year. There's always been some good teams up at the top, but you look, Purdue was 0-4, and they went into number 2 Michigan State, and they easily could have won that game last week, losing 24-21, a controversial pass interference penalty. Indiana hangs in there all the way to the end against the number 1 team in the country, Ohio State. Northwestern's at 5-0, so I think this year the depth is better than it's been in years.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's really been what's been holding back that national perception of the conference, you know, from the media, has been sort of the middle and lower tier of the Big Ten not being at the level of some of the other conferences. And I think we're really seeing now, you know, that's changing. And you cited a couple of great examples. And, you know, just looking and seeing, you know, Wisconsin, like you mentioned, losing at home to Iowa. Now, those kind of – Wisconsin's, you know, still a good team. Wisconsin beat, what was it, Auburn in the bowl game last year. Like, so, you know, these teams are starting to prove that they are getting better. And I do think, you know, even, you know, the quote-unquote tier, you know, teams at the bottom – are getting better, and that has been a bit of an Achilles heel, I think, for the conference, you know, the last couple of years.
When I first heard that Harbaugh was getting that Michigan job, I got so excited. I said, this is going to take that Michigan-Ohio State rivalry with two alpha males like that, Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh, the trash talk leading up to that game every year, the intensity. Harbaugh's going to have that Michigan team straightened out in no time. This is going to be fun. This is like going back to Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler with these two. Their rivalry's never been better than it is right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I look across the coaches across the conference, you know, obviously Harbaugh and Meyer, you know, are the big headlines. But, you know, what Franklin's looking to do at Penn State, you know, at least on the recruiting scale, Penn State's, you know, significantly improved. They're still, you know, they already have their 4 wins. I know they haven't been great quality wins yet. But, you know, the fans there are definitely excited. And, you know, Chris at Wisconsin, you know, they have a great defense. You know, Stave's actually playing really strong quarterback. You know, they got to figure out a few things. But I just love the fact that there's a lot of these teams. You know, we have a lot more. You know, Iowa does not resemble the old Iowa. And if you've watched a couple of their games, you know, what Coach Ferentz has been able to do there and change the, you know, what had been a conservative mindset. And now they're, like, doing fake field goals. They're going for it on 4th down. The fan base is really, really enlivened with the new style of play there. And Northwestern, I mentioned their rugged defense. You know, there's just – it's a really different Big Ten this year. And the coaches have a lot to do with it, the new coaches and some of the older ones now pulling a few new tricks out of their bags. And it's just a really exciting time. You know, college football, you look at what happened last weekend. What do we have, 4 top 12 or 13 teams lose? It's just such an exciting sport. You really don't know what's going to happen week to week. And we could do it all, you know, in a way that, you know, I think just continues to improve and grow each year.
We haven't mentioned Illinois yet at 4-1 going up against an undefeated Iowa team this weekend. Nobody's talking about them. I don't think anyone expected the Illini to be 4-1 at this point.
Yeah, I mean, right. Illinois had their situation with the coaching. They made a coaching change, you know, obviously right up until the kickoff. And they look like a rejuvenated team. And, you know, their fan base is really excited for them to beat a Nebraska team. I don't remember the exact stat, but it had been many, many years since Illinois had beaten Nebraska. So, you know, it is. It's sort of all over the Big Ten. You know, even, you know, you mentioned even if Purdue is, by taking Michigan State to the road, you know, they're feeling a renewed sense of optimism. And Indiana, you talked about, that had Ohio State on the ropes. And that, you know, has shown glimpses. You know, Indiana beat Missouri last year. Probably the least talked about upset all year last year, Indiana going into Missouri and beating Missouri. So, you know, there's been these examples of these Big Ten schools, the so-called, you know, middle tier, that have shown glimpses, and it's just looking now it's more sustained, and that could only improve the overall, you know, viewpoint of the conference, which I think is really important as you look at, you know, the playoffs and bowl games and things like that.
Now, with the addition of Rutgers and Nebraska and Maryland, you're up to 14 now. You think they're done expanding in the Big Ten, or do you think maybe they add 2 more and go to 16 and have two 8-team conferences, two 8-team divisions?
Yeah, You know, I think, you know, the Big Ten has never really, you know, we like to lead in a lot of things. We've never really been, you know, the leader in the expansion. You know, we added Nebraska, you know, after, you know, what was it, five of the Big 12 schools were looking to go to the Pac-12, and, you know, Texas and those guys were leaving. And there was a whole, you know, there was a lot going on there. And then the Rutgers and Maryland were added after the ACC went and took Pittsburgh and Syracuse. So, you know, the Big Ten, it's been more, you know, opportunistic and seeing how the, if the landscape's changing, really making sure the Big Ten was still going to be in a solid situation for the long term. And I don't see the Big Ten leading the expansion charge, but if things were to change, and I don't think it's going to change necessarily anytime soon, but the Big Ten's got to be aware and has to be, you know, responsible for protecting the long-term interests of its members. And if things do change, you know, we need to be able to be, you know, active and being able to kind of compete at that level. So, you know, we'll see. I don't see anything for the next few years, but, you know, you never know when a new round may occur.
Mark Silverman, president of the Big Ten Network, joining Dave Smith here at NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com. You know, I got to know Mike Riley pretty well when he was the offensive coordinator here at USC, and then when he was the head coach at Oregon State. I don't know if I've ever seen three more tough luck losses than he's had so far this year. It's like he's jinxed so far. It's unbelievable.
I mean, I've never seen it in my career or my life as a fan. Three losses like Nebraska's had to endure. That Hail Mary, I still think about it and shake my head. The great comeback against Miami and then losing in overtime. And then, you know, that crazy, you know, that Illinois game. It's tough, but you know what? I think if there's anyone I've met in this world who could handle it in a professional manner, it's Coach Riley, right? You know, I'm from LA. I knew, you know, Coach Riley, when he was at the Chargers and his time in the Pac-12 or the Pac-10 at the time, just such an even keeled quality character person, you know, and I think the fan base there is going to learn a lot about Mike Riley as he sees how he handles adversity and these tough losses. And, you know, that program's gonna get better soon, and he's a fantastic coach, and I think people there, you know, are realizing it, and they're fantastic fans. They travel well. They're among the nicest fans you'll ever meet if you're a visitor visiting their stadium, and it's something that's just a really tough introduction to the Big Ten for them.
All right, Mark, great stuff as always, and I'm sure, who knows, we might get a fist fight out at midfield between Harbaugh and Urban Meyer. That'd be great for ratings. Remember, Harbaugh and Pete Carroll almost came to blows one time at midfield after a game. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I remember the Stanford SC. I remember that, and, you know, we're thrilled to carry the Big Ten. You know, we're just so happy to present it. You know, on Big Ten Network this weekend, you know, leading off with Ohio State, leading into the Michigan Northwestern game and finishing off with Michigan State on the road. You know, four top 20 teams. We're thrilled to carry it. We're going to be going early to the Ohio State and Michigan games. We're going to get the dotting of the I in. We're going to show the band at Michigan and the players running out on the field. You know, so if you're a college sports fan, turn on Big Ten Network this weekend and you won't be disappointed.
All right, good stuff, Mark. We have to have you on again
soon.
All
right, thanks a lot.
There he goes, Mark Silver, and president of the Big Ten Network with Dave Smith here at NBC Sports Radio, filling in for Newey Scruggs. Yeah, that's it. I was talking with Art Martinez on the board during the break and Garrett back there producing the show. Well, we can't watch Pac-12 football out here in Los Angeles or in Southern California. We don't get the Pac-12 Network. Isn't it amazing? The first day of operation, the SEC Network, here in Los Angeles, they're turned on the TV, and there it is, full coverage, pre- and post-game shows and shows during the week, coaches' shows, all the games. Same thing, Big Ten Network, full coverage from day one. And out here in Pac-12 country, I hear a rumor that there's a Pac-12 Network. I understand that started up about 3 years ago. And I understand there's some people who can actually watch Dodgers games out here in Los Angeles. How are the Dodgers doing this year, Art? Are they having a good year?
I wouldn't know. I have DirecTV.
I have DirecTV too. I hear they might be pretty good. I haven't seen a game in 3 years. When we come back, Joe Girardi and Brian Cashman say they are shocked at something that happened with the New York Yankees. I don't understand how they could possibly be shocked, and I don't believe them. It's Dave Smith, it's NBC Sports Radio.